So before I became a mother, I knew exactly who I was, and I was many things, and separating them off from one another was very simple and very easy. It didn't feel like a task to enter a moment of self-discovery, and I never really questioned whether or not changing felt weird. Instead, when I was younger, changing was actually something that I embraced because it made me feel like life was actually moving in whatever direction at whatever pace. I just knew that I was moving. Now looking back, that was actually just my anxiety wondering exactly who I would turn out to be. Which one of all the things that I was, what would be that thing? And I never was sure until I became a mom. But with becoming a mom comes a brutal misunderstanding of exactly who I would be now. Now that I had to raise someone, protect someone, grow someone, unconditionally love someone, and be someone's everything forever. I couldn't wrap my head around how to embrace these changes for quite some time until I did. Until I realized that being a mom is and will always be my biggest job, but it doesn't have to be my personality and it is not my identity. It's only my motivation to continue to be who I am, just in a different way now for my child. It's not a surprise that we will lose ourselves after we bring a whole life into this world, but it is a fact that we do not have to stay lost forever. And it's a double fact that when we do find ourselves after becoming mommies, the new version of who we already were can be amazing. But she has to be nurtured and she has to be filled with patience and with grace. Because granted that motherhood is undoubtedly one of the most transformative experiences that a woman can go through. It's a journey and it's filled with love, joy. You're surrounded by support and it's countless moments of wonder. But amidst all of that, it's way too easy to lose sight of who ourselves, who we are at the center, and who we were before motherhood. So, what can we do to make sure we do not become consumed by the role of mom so much that we forget the individual that we were before? How can we ensure that we remember who we are after taking on the biggest job yet? Thank you for tuning in to episode 7 of Mommy Monologues, The Birth, The Rebirth. This episode is sponsored by none other than Killer Cocktails, the best cocktail curation business around. Follow me on Instagram, click the link in my bio, and feel free to follow me on all platforms, Mommy Monologues, Killer Cocktails, Cam Bam Fam, Twitter, whatever may have you. All right, let's get into it. So finding yourself again after becoming a mom is not just about rediscovering hobbies and personal passions, right? It's about reclaiming your entire identity, your sense of self, worth, and your autonomy, right? So recognizing that, yes, motherhood is a significant part of who we are, but it doesn't define us entirely. So one of the first steps in this journey is to just acknowledge and accept the changes that come with motherhood. Our bodies change, priorities shift, but our inner core, like our essence, like who we really are, that never wavers. Embracing these changes with grace and compassion is essential in moving forward. So before motherhood, we're mostly able to decide what changes we want to make, right? So sometimes things are sprung upon us, but we have to make last minute decisions. But most of the time we get to decide if we want to change our hair color, we want a new nail color, we want a new piercing. We're getting to decide, right? So with motherhood comes pregnancy, comes, you know how you look before this, but you don't know how you're going to look after. And I feel like after going through pregnancy and the changes and the ups and downs, I feel like that particular thing, that's why it's important to not make that important, because at the end of the day, our bodies are doing something extremely magical. And I think that in that area, women need to learn to show themselves much more grace, because like we're bringing a whole life into this world and we're already risking our lives for someone we haven't even met yet. So just be graceful and accept the changes that come with it, because it's a beautiful thing. And sometimes acceptance looks like mine, like accepting single motherhood and not feeling ashamed or allowing my decision to like have a negative impact on my life or my child's life, and not allowing the societal norms to make me feel less than because I'm a single mom. So next thing, I think it's important to carve out time for ourselves as mothers. I talked about self-care in a couple episodes ago, and this kind of falls right in line. Like, regardless of what it is, whatever it looks like for you, make sure you find the moments of solitude. Taking a bath, a long walk, silent reading time, meditation, new hobby, old hobby, new recipe, whatever. Like, for me, with singing, like, it seemed like I started to miss singing way more when I was pregnant. So, like, I literally, like, got back in the studio after I had my baby. Like, she was in that doona in the studio with me. Like, I just wanted to do something that I found peace in before. And it really, really, really did help me. But I will say the pinnacle of what helped me was taking that first 6 months of her life and, like, it just me and her, like, and then that next six, like, putting her in school and, like, me just taking that time to myself and then going back to work when she was 1 year old. I definitely think that that shaped who I was as a mom. And now I'm looking back like, damn, I don't even know how I did that financially. It was probably because of COVID. But, yeah, I was blessed to be able to be at home for a year after my baby was born and just have time to myself and be able to bond with her 24/7, right? So at the end of the day, it's crucial to maintain our mental and our emotional well-being. We need those small moments because at the end of the day, you don't want to end up on a 3-day vacation where you can't use your phone. If you know, you know. So those kind of things seem pretty simple. That stuff seems pretty easy, right? You create a routine around that stuff, and it can be pretty easy to do those things. Self-care, self-love, self-acknowledgement. But the most significant challenge in finding ourselves after we become moms is definitely our individuality, right? Our actual identity. So when people ask you like, oh, so like, yeah, what do you do? What do you do? Oh, I'm a mom. Like, that's the first thing you say. Like, this is about not only seeing yourself as a caregiver, caretaker, mother, protector of these children. Like, it's about understanding that you're still a person outside of them, right? So we're complex. We have our own things going on. We had a life before them. We got desires, dreams, and ambitions that we maybe still want to fulfill after we become moms. Even if we were sidetracked by becoming a mother, it doesn't matter. For most moms, from what I've seen and surrounded myself with, that doesn't change anything. It changes the path, but not the destination, right? So you have to set boundaries surrounding yourself, and you have to learn when to say no. One thing that I will say as a mom that I've learned over time is moms won't always be able to make it, right? It's just something that we can't do. We won't always be able to show up. But I will say, don't stop inviting us, because when we do show up, we're an amazing time because we get a chance to get away from those kids and we really make the best of it. So balancing and maintaining a personal life alongside motherhood definitely requires intentionality and self-awareness. We can't give ourselves what we need if we aren't able to pinpoint exactly what we need. So it's important to look inward in motherhood and just figure out exactly what you need. It's not always easy, but it definitely is possible, especially when you surround yourself with supportive people who understand that nothing is linear. When you become a mom, everything is very up and down. Your mind is everywhere. You won't always be able to show up, like I said, even mentally, not even just physically. Mentally, you won't be able to reach out as much. You change. So as long as you surround yourself with people who understand that, I think that's always a good space to be in. Another tool that has definitely helped me find myself after motherhood is mommy friends, right? I think that it's very important to be able to relate. Yes, I love my friends that don't have children. By all means, I do. But the ones who understand what I go through on a daily basis are literally like my compass to motherhood, because something's an area I might be struggling in, my mommy friend may have already experienced or going through it right now, literally, and we can figure out a solution together. Or like I said, may already have the solution. That is helpful in motherhood. Like I said, motherhood is community. That's the point that I'm trying to get across. I want everyone to know that, like, it's a safe space to not feel like you're in any way the only mom going through this. So at the end of the day, I appreciate my friends who don't have children, because it could be whether they're taking my child off my hands. That's big. They don't have kids. They don't have to do something like that. My child is definitely a handful. She is who she is. Her personality is huge. If it's inviting me and my daughter out together, that's appreciated. When it's giving me a good moment's notice to get a sitter for my kid and they're inviting me out, I appreciate all of that too, because sharing those experiences, seeking that advice from each other and offering the support that I need, it really makes me feel less alone on my journey. So at the end of the day, becoming a mommy is not at all about losing ourselves, and it never should be. It's about looking in the mirror and discovering the new version within. And speaking of mirrors, yes, mommy's mirror. This one's kind of speaking to my heart, okay? So, in this grand tapestry of motherhood, right? Motherhood is an authentic and beautiful thread, but it is not all that goes into the sewing of this fabric. It's crucial to unravel each and every layer of our identity beyond the role of being a mom, because in discovering who we are outside of motherhood, we reclaim our autonomy, our passions, and our dreams. We stand on who we truly are, and we put nothing less than that on display. We don't cower at the societal norms, and we don't carry shame for our choices and our decisions. We show our children that we are not just caregivers of them, but aside from them, we are actually complex individuals with unique talents, aspirations, and stories to tell. Stories of our own, stories before them that brought us to this exact point of being their moms. By nurturing our own identities, we set an example of self-love, resilience, and authenticity. So please, please, mommies, let us wake up each day and decide to embrace this journey of self-discovery after motherhood. Let us not view it as a departure from who we are, who we were before, but as an integral part of who we are now. A journey that enriches not only our lives, but of the ones we love. So ultimately, finding yourself again after becoming a mother brings about a new version of self-love and a broader perspective of self-acknowledgement and acceptance. It's about honoring the woman we were before motherhood, but embracing the woman we've become. And in doing so, we not only enrich our lives, but we set a powerful example for our children, showing them the importance of pursuing their passions, nurturing their own individuality, and living their lives authentically. So let's be sure to always embrace both versions of ourselves, because you can't have one without the other. And that is Mommy's Mirror. Thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 7 of Mommy Monologues, The Birth, The Rebirth. Those who can relate, please like, comment, share, and tap in. And those who can't, send it to someone who can. I'll see y'all next week, because I got to go be a mom. 18 minutes.